talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back, front lines of history in the making. And I'll say it again. I am delighted that Devil Radio has an app now, a new app. Download it from Apple, Google, our website. Carry it on your phone 24/7. Alexa, play Devil Radio. Smart speaker, just do it. It's very, very easy to get your favorite show on Devil Radio. Well, a good development, a small development, but a good development down in Arizona. You know, Cyber Ninja, this right-wing pro-QAnon group that brought in to do a fake audit by the gerrymandered Republican legislature in Arizona. They were given the original presidential ballots that they can deface. They're going to use some ultraviolet light. I don't know. They lied and they said it was to look for watermarks, but there are no watermarks on ballots. Who knows what they're going to try to do? Smudge a ballot, throw it out for any reason. The chairman of the Republican Party of Maricopa County, Republican Party, Phoenix, the Republican Party, said just now that the Cyber Ninja recount is dangerous. This is the Republican Party. See, what happens in Arizona, remember, it's a conservative state, very conservative, but then again, it is not in some areas. You know, Barry Goldwater's from Arizona. Back in 1964, he was the Republican nominee for president, and he got smoked by Lyndon Johnson. He said stupid things. One of them that he said is extremism in the pursuit of virtue is no vice. Well, people don't like to hear that kind of talk about a country like ours that has nuclear weapons. And then he said, which is really stupid, he claimed he was joking. He said, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to launch an H-bomb into the men's room of the Kremlin. That's what he said. That's what he said. Well, people hear that kind of talk. They don't want to hear that kind of talk. And he got smoked. So you have the right-wing nut job element in Arizona. Goes back a long way. On the other hand, you have more and more people from California that have moved into Phoenix, more Northerners and others. And you don't have the entirely just the, you know, the jade buckles and the cowboy boots and all this sort of stuff roaming around the desert. You have a fairly sophisticated, diverse economy and culture down there, University of Arizona. Tucson, Arizona State, and Phoenix, great university. So it's changing. However, what you have is in the state legislature, a dominance of the rural areas that are hardcore right-wing and gerrymandered. And in Maricopa County, much more diverse, large city, Phoenix. That's really what it is. So you have the Republican chair. I mean, if the Republican chair was a right-wing nut job, Maricopa County, he wouldn't keep his job. I mean, they've got to accommodate reality. So I think that's very favorable. Phoenix, a big city. Republican chairman says the Cyber Ninja recount is dangerous. And you might say, oh, really? Yeah. I mean, people have walked by and they've seen unattended boxes of ballots. Anybody could grab some, run off with them. Unattended computers, people could go in and jimmy them up. It doesn't take a genius to say that they're only recounting Maricopa County. It's like only recounting Milwaukee and Dane County in Wisconsin. You could grab yourself a handful of ballots, run off with them and burn them. You're given original ballots. And if you do it from a lot of wards in Milwaukee, it's a certainty that your 80% of them are going to be Democratic. This is a fraud. It's a criminal fraud that's going on down there. It was a criminal fraud that these people, Cyber Ninja, with QAnon sympathies, and the head of it's already saying that the election was stolen. He already came to that conclusion. And you have one of the people counting it who is an insurrectionist of January 6th. They were given original ballots. They shouldn't have been given any ballots. But if they're going to be given ballots, give them Xerox copies and make them pay for it. And they say, oh, that'd be expensive. Oh, really? Okay. Well, a couple of million people in Phoenix, and that's the way it is, Jack. That has got to be changed by law. The Republicans are opposing changes in the voting laws. They would oppose any law that says you don't give original ballots to right-wing nut jobs so that they don't get to alter them. They will oppose that. Republicans will oppose that. You must understand that. You must understand that. And that is what the Republican Party has come to. So, a little straw in the wind, something good. Republican chairman down there said, no, we're not going to. We don't think this is a good idea. It's a pretty weak statement, but at least he's on the right track. Another, I suppose you could say it's a good thing. It's hard to say. It's the least bad of all the alternatives. There was a race just now in South Carolina for the chairmanship of the South Carolina Republican Party. The incumbent was a guy named Drew McKissick, very right wing. No good. Trump supporter, said the election was rigged. Trump supported him. He was opposed by an even more of a right-wing nut named Lynn Wood. Remember Lynn Wood? Lynn Wood was a trial lawyer who teamed up with Sidney Powell, and they went around saying that the Dominion voting machines were rigged, and then they got themselves sued for a lot of money by Dominion for lying. But he was a hardcore Trumpite. He was a hardcore, this is a rigged election. We got to overturn our democracy. So you had two people who were no good, Drew McKissick and Lynn Wood. But you couldn't have Lynn Wood in there. I mean, this guy is that's like having Sidney Powell, a hardcore nut. The vote came out by the Central Committee in South Carolina, and Drew McKissick beat Lynn Wood 68-28. 68-28. Now, that is a kind of a sad victory because Drew McKissick is no good, but Lynn Wood is really no good. So that's what you got in the Republican Party. But a little, at least Drew McKissick is housebroken. You know, when he gets up and speaks, he doesn't make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. You know, his eyeballs don't bulge. He doesn't have an eye in the middle of his forehead. That is the very sad bar that they have set, in the Republican Party. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Hey, good morning. We're talking about one of the things I heard is security for, you know, like senators and representatives. For goodness sake, I saw Tammy Baldwin doing her own shopping at Willie Street Co-op here a few years back, you know, and she chatted with me for several minutes that she didn't have a security, you know, detail around her. I mean, this is several years ago. Maybe today she would have to have, you know, a security detail there because of the rhetoric that Trump has heated up. But, I mean, it's ridiculous rhetoric on the other side. I mean, if I'm threatening somebody verbally and I have a firearm with me, that I'm going to get arrested, period. I mean, that for the nefarious MTG, that not notorious, nefarious, is what I've been saying about her. And for this clown from Georgia that was talking about it, it was just a little picnic at the tour at the state capitol. Ask that guy if he thinks that Sherman's March to the Sea was just a tour, just a walk through the park that day. And if I was to meet him, I'd start humming that while we were marching through Georgia, I'd start singing some of these clowns, I think they believe that the Confederacy won the Civil War and that we're supposed to kowtow to them. Well, no, I mean, the North won the Civil War. Reconstruction didn't go as long as it should have, that it was never the political power that the large landowners, slaveholders had was never broken after the Civil War, which it should have been. That and that all the freed slaves should have be given the old figure of speech, 40 acres and a mule, because that never happened either. I mean, we've had spurts and gains that we've made that Woodrow Wilson, in spite of the fact he was a progressive, he fired a lot of black employees from federal service because there was one place they were making strides. I mean, that we have to finally break the back of the Confederacy, and I don't know how we do that. That because this is what this is. I mean, that and it's infected all the way up north. I mean, that we got the Stefanik. I mean, that who was a never Trumper. Now she's on her, another one of Trump's.
Yeah, no, you're making good points. We're coming up on a break. I want to harvest some of the good points you made. First of all, with regard to Tammy Baldwin, that was a couple of years ago. I don't know what it's like now. But it's one thing to go around a co-op in Madison. It's quite another thing to go elsewhere. But secondly, I will say this. I we're trying to unify the country. I don't look on it as refighting the Civil War. Remember, Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter were Democratic presidents, and they're Southerners. They're excellent people, excellent, excellent people. So, I served in the Navy, and a lot of guys from the South on my ship, excellent shipmates, excellent. We all worked together, went on liberty together. So the issue really is there are people in the North as well as the South who are Trumpers. So anyway, thanks for calling in, Mark. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.